This is Twit.
So Microsoft CEO, according to Bloomberg, hunts anew for Creator Hub after TikTok bid fails. It was also rumored that Microsoft was in the running for Pinterest, right?
Right.
Now, the rumor
that's the thing, though, right? So everyone's freaking out because why does Microsoft need another messaging service or another way for people to chat or whatever? And I don't think that has anything to do with that, per se. I think more to do with just the community aspect of it, right?
Well, I'll give you the quote. Mm-hmm. From Satya Nadella. I said this in an interview last month, but I think now it's timely. Creation. He said it three times. Remember?
Well, this is the developer thing,
it's a callback to Steve Ballmer. The next 10 years is going to be as much about creation as it is about consumption and about the community around it. So it's not creating alone. If the last 10 years has been about consumption, we're shopping more, we're browsing more, we're binge watching more. There is creation behind every one of those, but I see that phenomenon becoming much more democratized. So I think it's a hint that he's thinking, how does Microsoft position itself over the next decade? And he apparently wants some creation tools, hence TikTok, hence Pinterest. Is Discord, I guess Discord's for creator. It's Paul, do you use Discord for gaming?
I don't. The thing that's interesting, so Discord has a big gaming community. Microsoft obviously doesn't have a gaming community chat service per se. I mean, they have messages and Xbox, but they used to have Mixer. And now they're kind of agnostic to whatever this streaming type services are that are out there. This is kind of a different thing, though. I feel like Discord is all over the place. Like they have different little communities that serve different types of audiences.
Yeah, it's definitely not just gaming. It's messaging.
Yeah.
It was originally gaming, I guess, but...
I don't know that I've ever used it.
this is probably unique to me, but it's like the new IRC. So every open source project, for instance, every language, every game, every bit of software has a Discord channel now where you can go and there are people living in there. Just as they used to do in IRC. I mean, I guess they still do, but that really was the place they used to do, where they'd always have IRC open and a bunch of channels open. Now they always have Discord open and a bunch of channels open, not on mobile necessarily, on the desktop. And that's how they're interacting. So it might go nicely with GitHub. It might go nicely with Teams. It seems to kind of overlap.
Well, by the way,
Teams.
GitHub is a great example of community. Minecraft arguably is a community.
Right.
I mean, they've been kind of on this path for a little while. LinkedIn, obviously.
Yeah. I just, when I heard about it, I just thought, okay, it complements their gaming strategy and don't even put any of the other messaging things in the equation. It just makes sense for the gaming thing.
Yeah. We don't need any more indications that Microsoft is serious about gaming, but they are serious about gaming, apparently, because they're making all kinds of acquisitions.
Well, that's creation, too. I mean, it's consumption.
Yeah.
But one of the things that makes at least some of the newer games more than that, Minecraft's a good example, is there is a creative community around it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Even Fortnite arguably has a little creative thing in there.
I wonder, we went through this single-person gaming thing, and then online, massively multiplayer online became a big thing. World of Warcraft is the poster child for that. Certainly people have been modding ever since, Team Fortress. Yeah. But
since Doom, arguably, right? I mean, Doom, they kind of opened that thing up and...
Yeah, modders love it. But I wonder if that is maybe the next thing. My next game is called Valheim. It's a building survival... It's called a survival game, like Ark, kind of. Where there's building, but there's survival. It's massively multiplayer.
It is, okay.
Yeah. Actually, it's not massively. I take it back. Up to 10 players, you run your own server if you want. Right. So you can have, it's buddy gaming. In fact, you really kind of apparently need to.
There's all room for all kinds of games, but for the types of games I play, like once you play multiplayer, once you've had that experience, the like single player campaign type stuff
seems lonely.
A little interest.
It's quiet.
Yeah, it's just
And in Valheim,
it doesn't prepare you for that team.
Same thing with World of Warcraft. You can't really do well in World of Warcraft unless you've got a team.
So when you guys talk to other people in games, like what do you use to talk to them right now?
There's in-game chat for a lot of games.
Yeah, I don't chat with anyone when I play games. But
it's because he's old.
I went through a long period of time where you literally had a chat window open and would type. And because I was a very fast typist, this actually worked well for me. This is 20 years ago or something. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But when you switch to console gaming, I mean, they actually do have those little chat keyboard things that they used to. But no, I mean, right now it's probably mostly just microphone and, you know, you're talking to your
teammates. So you don't use any service per se to talk to anybody.
No, but that doesn't mean Discord isn't heavily used by others. I mean, it's very you know, when people first started chatting verbally during playing at games, they were using third party services like Discord because it wasn't.
I used to do it over the phone. I'd be playing Quake or Duke Nukem 3D and I'd have like the phone cricked into the corner of my neck and chatting with the guy I was playing with, you know.
Discord does text, of course, but and that's its primary mode. But there is a audio mode. There's even a video mode in Discord. Somebody in the chat room, Evil John, says, I'm probably on 20 or so Discords. Lots of tabletop RPG communities live in there. Tabletop. So I think it's just become, for non-business messaging, group messaging, it's become a very popular choice. It seems to me it's a much better acquisition for Microsoft than TikTok. It's more along the lines of Pinterest.
Partially because I feel like TikTok is a flash in the pan. Like TikTok is the type of thing that hits such a huge success so quick, everyone just kind of copies it, and so all of the existing services have added like a TikTok type mode. And I don't. I mean, we'll see. It's obviously it's a year later. It's still around or whatever. But yeah, Discord seems more like a classic kind of chat. Experience.
So, what do we know about Microsoft's interest? Is it just rumored? Is it genuine?
So, by the way, at least three independent sources,
multiple reports, exactly.
Yep.
Okay. within Microsoft.
Well, no, I mean, this is like meaning like Bloomberg, New York Times,
Dean Takahashi. Yeah. I think
he's
well
connected
about it.
Yeah.
Right. I think it's true, but I forget which of the reports it was said, but the talks are not currently active. And there's a chance that Discord wants to IPO instead of get bought.
They're asking for $10 billion, which for Microsoft would be chump change.
That is nothing for them, right? Like, if you look at the history of their acquisitions, I'm like, yeah, that, I mean, it's not nothing, but it's definitely within the realm.
I would guess.
What was the Bethesda price? You remember?
A lot more?
7.5. $7.5 billion.
Oh, it wasn't.
Yeah. So I mean, it seems like that should be worth more than Discord. I mean, they have so much IP. They have so much back catalog. Yeah. They're going to contribute in a serious way to the bottom line going forward with exclusives. I'm surprised that's not worth more than something like Discord.
Microsoft for GitHub paid $7.5 billion as well.
Yeah.
Ten is a lot.
It would be their second highest acquisition ever.
Guys, LinkedIn, Microsoft had a pretty good year last year, you know, sense that like some people are like, you know, I didn't really spend a lot of money last year. Maybe I should start splurging on things. I mean, they have the money.
So they wanted to buy TikTok for 20 plus billion, right? So they've got the money.
I guess that the $10 billion came from Discord. That Discord was in effect saying, well, if we IPO, we're worth $10 billion. Yeah. They were worth $7 billion in their last valuation.
So, that's right.
I think what they're saying in effect is, if you want to buy us,
there's the premium.
Starts at $10 billion.
Right.
We're going to get that anyway.
And by the way, Microsoft's not the only one looking at this company, right? Epic Games, I know, was one. And I think, was it Amazon?
Amazon.
Was the other?
Yeah. Amazon as a supplement to Twitch, which makes sense.
Part of what makes Discord work is that they provide the servers. So you set up a server, but you're not running it yourself. It's run on the Discord platform. So it would, which probably is on Azure, let's face it. So it would kind of make sense, or maybe it's on AWS. Let me just see where Discord is.
Or maybe even their own servers, right, at this point.
Could be.
I saw it's on Google. They're on Google.
It's on Google. Interesting.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Someone's got to be.
Huh.
Yeah. So, you know, of course they'd like to have them on Azure. That's not the main reason they would go for them. I mean, when they talk about buying communities, what they mean is we're trying to get a group of users we don't have right now, right? And we're bringing them into the Microsoft fold and we sell them other stuff, right?
I'm curious about the non-gaming communities that are in Discord, because in some ways I feel like that might be a bigger deal to Microsoft. They obviously have a gaming community. It's pretty sizable for what it is.
Bringing Discord 2019, they said there's 250 million users. That was 2 years ago almost.
Mm-hmm. I saw a figure. I'm not going to remember this correctly, but it was either 100 or 140 million monthly active users. And I think the user base they cited was 250-ish million, something like that.
But I bet you the users on Discord are very active. It's kind of like WhatsApp, frankly.
Yeah.
How much was WhatsApp worth? $29 billion, something like that, to Facebook. Yeah. So I think it's in that realm, to be honest. It's worth a lot, I would say.
Yep.
Discord is supported on Xbox Live, by the way. I don't know if you ever use it, but it is on Xbox Live. So.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk less to people when I'm online.
I think that's an age thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny. Well,
there's a lot of stupidity. You got the types of idiots that play Call of Duty.
I know.
Like me are idiots. And there's a lot of stupidity.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I didn't, you know, I haven't written anything about it just because I feel like lately we've been hearing about Microsoft doing due diligence on things and talking to a lot of companies, but you don't know if it's ever going to happen, right? Like,
I agree. And in fact, I made you put this up at the top.
No, it's good. We should talk about it because it's interesting.
Yeah.
No, the Nadella thing is interesting because that kind of came to light after the fact. Right. And it does put a new spin on it.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is more than gaming. I really feel you might even view this as part of a consumer stab, you know, general consumer push.
You can also do video calls with it. So, and voice calls. So it's kind of an interesting.
Yeah.
You almost could say it's the consumer version of Teams.
Which is Skype.
We have that product. It's called Skype.
Yeah.
I know. I saw people saying, you know, so what would this mean to Skype if they buy Discord? I'm like, oh.
And that's actually a bigger problem than maybe it seems like, because for the first time you get into a conversation about brands and which one has the better brand, you know. There's been an assumption for a while that Teams would take over for Skype, even on the consumer side, but in some ways, I feel like Skype is actually the better. No, I know, but people kind of assume this. And, you know, I feel like Skype is still a pretty good brand. I mean, so I don't know.
They haven't totally killed it off brand wise, but
I'm just looking for their servers. I'm not sure they're running on Google. They do use Electron for the desktop.
I think I saw that somewhere. I forget where I saw that.
It sounds like they might have their own, because I'm seeing an article that says they have 11 data centers.
Oh.
So, but this was, I don't know, this was a while ago. So I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, you'd be crazy to have your own data center these days, right?
I was just going to say, it seems like any major distributed cloud service would have to be on at least two of the top three.
Right.
Well, look at LinkedIn, guys. LinkedIn still runs its own servers.
Is LinkedIn relatively small though, compared to like how many users does it have?
No, it has a lot, like hundreds of millions, you know.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah.
I think Discord runs its own data centers.
Hmm. I don't know where I saw Google. I saw it. I read so many reports about this.
Yeah. Like, well, this is why we're doing due diligence before we buy it. You understand, right?
Right.
I don't know. When Google Cloud, somebody's in the chat room saying, well, when Google Cloud goes down, Discord goes down. So that might be the hint.
There you go.
The hint.
Right.
I think it's very widely used, even in
Amazon and Microsoft probably have more data centers worldwide than whatever that figure was for Discord. So, that's a clue too.
Yeah,
it gives me, you know, I imagine if you're running a Discord server and it's a big thing for your business or your community, that this gives you some chills, just as when GitHub was sold, it gave open source developers chills. But Microsoft's been a pretty good steward for Minecraft and GitHub.
Microsoft has been fantastic for both of those things. I hope, because I know there's still people, gaming and open source, right, who still distrust Microsoft strongly for whatever reason. But I don't know how much more evidence we need. I mean, I think they've done a great job with both of those things.
Yeah.